Another party leader is stepping down in the north. The SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, is leaving the post he's held for the past 9 years. He made that announcement a short time ago in Derry, and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nigel.
Why now?
Well, that's as good a time as any. Look, it's been 9 years. We have now got stability in the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement, and we've now got 3 years until the next election in the North, and I think it's important to give somebody else a chance to do that. And I really think we're now in the place where the big conversation about the future of Ireland is going to kind of hot up, and I want to play a significant role in that, and it's just important to give myself the freedom to be able to do that and to work more energetically on that business without having to do the day-to-day work of leading a political party.
And should that somebody else, should it be Claire Hanna, do you think?
No, absolutely. Look, there's lots of very good, talented people in the SDLP and around the leadership team, people like Matthew O'Toole, who's been doing excellent work leading the opposition at Stormont. But I think now is the time for Claire. I've worked very closely with Claire over many years, and you get to know somebody's character and ability. Leading isn't easy, but I think she's got what it takes, and I think she'll be a fantastic, fresh, face for the leadership, and will give real voice to the concerns of the people that we represent.
Looking back over the past 9 years, is there anything you wish you'd done differently?
Well, I think there's always time to think about that. What we were, what was obvious during all that time was it was a time of immense change and instability, and that was difficult for us in that context. But we totally reformed the party. We brought lots of new people in. We brought us back, I think, to our more radical roots and away from some of the conservative views that had set in over that period. And I just think it was important to do all of that. But I've also tried to take tough decisions that sometimes can be unpopular. But it's important that you do that in leadership and you stick to your guns. And I feel very confident and happy that I did that. And there'll always be time for reflection about maybe things that you would do differently. But what I'm focused on now is the future. And I've been, I suppose, in politics 20-odd years, but I'm 41 and I have a lot more to give, and I want to continue to represent the people of Derry and Westminster, particularly with this new Labour government. We have lots of very strong connections with them, but also to begin the more energised work around making the case for a new Ireland, and the work that that I'll be doing with the New Ireland Commission that I set up will be very important in that, and I look forward to getting stuck in.
Looking specifically though at the future of the SDLP, is it inevitable that many nationalists who might once have voted for the party, that they'll now continue to vote for Sinn Féin to ensure that it remains the largest party at Stormont?
Well, I think when people say things are inevitable in politics, I think that's very... you just have to look at what's happened over the last 4 or 5 years in Ireland and in Britain. Nothing's inevitable in politics. Actually, what we have now is a period, hopefully, of settled government in Stormont, where the SDLP will set out its stall in opposition. A few months ago, people would say that Sinn Féin were, odds on to become the largest party in Dáil-Éireann. I think that's not a bet I would take right now. So things move and change in politics, and the SDLP, despite having been counted out for many, many, many years, are still there and strong. We took a seat off Sinn Féin in Derry. We took a seat off the DUP in South Belfast, and we retained those seats. I mean, I think we have shown where we're strong, that we can win.
You lost seats too, though, as well, to be fair now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a very difficult context with the Assembly being down, with people wanting to send a message against the DUP. Remember, the DUP have been very difficult to deal with over since the Brexit years, and people wanted to send a message against them. But, the obvious message was to vote for Sinn Féin, and that's been difficult for us. Also, unions have had a difficult time as well. But nothing is static in politics, and I think there's a big opportunity now for the SDLP to make big inroads in opposition, but also in setting out the case for the future. And I really do have confidence in the team that will come behind me, and they'll have my absolute and total support and loyalty. And I look forward to seeing a new re-energised leadership team that will take that forward.
All right. Colm Eastwood, outgoing leader of the SDLP. Thank you for talking to us on the News at One.